In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Well, today is the Sunday that falls after the great Feast of Epiphany in the church. And last Sunday, we were, of course, the Sunday before, Epiphany falling on Tuesday of this past week. What we do, we can learn a lot from the cycle of the feast days and the order of the services in our church. We finished two major feasts of the church recently, went through them. Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and most recently this past week, his Epiphany, where we commemorate his baptism in the River Jordan by John. This is kind of a pattern that we see in our own lives. You know, our birth, our physical birth, and then the point where we're baptized into the church and we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit at our chrismation. Birth with Jesus and then his baptism, just as it's celebrated in the church, the same thing with us. And then what happens right after Jesus' baptism? What does he do? He begins his public ministry. It's what we heard today in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus goes out into the world and begins preaching the gospel and taking that light and shining it in the darkness. It's the same for us, brothers and sisters in Christ. Birth, baptism, the Holy Spirit, and then we begin our public ministry. Some of you may say, what? Do I have a ministry? Yes, we have a ministry. We all of us do. Sometimes we're not sure what that is in our life. Sometimes we're not sure how to approach it and how to fulfill it. And sometimes it takes years of learning and trying and praying. But all of us are called to something as Christians. If we're baptized into this faith, we're called to take the gospel out into the world. Go therefore into all nations and preach this gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, Jesus says. And I am with you even until the end of the age. So he gives us a task, a job to do, and then he says, and I'm right there with you. So just as Jesus went out into the world, we are called to do the same. We're called to take that gospel out and preach it to the ends of the world. How do we do that? This is the difficult part. We might understand it in some sense that that's what we're supposed to do, but how do we fulfill it? How do we make it real? And what are we supposed to be doing about it? St. Paul, in the letter to Ephesians today that we heard, talks about the measure of Christ's gift. And he says, grace has been given to each of us according to that measure. In other words, when Christ ascended into heaven, he left us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. He sent it upon his disciples and apostles and filled them with the Spirit to go out and teach it and spread it. That's why we're baptized and chrismated today. So we receive gifts. What are those gifts and how do we use them? St. Paul says that some are apostles. In other words, some are sent out into the world. Now, we said that we're all sent in a way, and we are, to do something. But some have to go out and travel. That's their job. That's what apostles do. Some are prophets. They have the gift of discerning God's will and communicating that to other people. That's their special gift. Some are evangelists. Some proclaim the good news of the gospel, either through preaching in churches or other ways. Some are pastors. They lead people. Some are teachers. They teach the faith, show people how to believe and how to worship. And all this is done, he says, for the equipment of the saints. That's us. For the work of ministry and for the building up of the body of Christ. The whole body of Jesus Christ. All of us. In other words, any gift we use and we share and we fulfill that calling that God has given us, it's for the good of the body. Not for personal gain, not for making us feel good, not for stroking our egos, or giving us a good reputation in the church or out in the world, but rather to build up the body of Christ. So some of us have gifts that we could use. Probably all of us have gifts. Maybe we haven't figured out what those are. And maybe we don't think we can do it. You know, maybe we think, I'm not a preacher of the gospel. But we have to remember, we're always preaching and we're always teaching just by the very nature of who we are as Christians. You know, if we wear a cross around our neck, if people know that we are Orthodox, that we believe certain things, they will watch us. They will listen to our words and observe our behavior. You know, and we want them to say, wow, there's something special about that person. Or maybe think, you know, what this person believes is really important to them because I don't hear them uttering bad words. I never hear that person gossip. You know, she prays at work before she eats at various times of the day. This person takes off days, holy days in the church because it's important that he worships, that he's a part of the church in the holy seasons. You know, we communicate this to other people all the time. So just being a Christian sometimes is enough to, if we live that out fully, is enough to be a teacher and a preacher of the gospel. We may influence people that way. The acts of kindness we show to other people, we go out of our way to help. We love people and don't condemn them and don't judge them. This is a reflection of our Christian belief because Jesus Christ commands that we love one another. And by this, he says, all men will know that we follow him. So that's the greatest commandment there, that we go out and love. And then if we have special, extra special gifts where we can utilize them specifically, you know, with music, maybe with our voices, maybe with the way we read in church, or if we build things, or if we paint, or if we're good with children, you know, the church wants you and God wants you to participate in the building up of this body. That's what we're called to do. I remember a youth workers seminar I attended a few years back, and the Greek Archdiocese was starting this program they call Crossroads, and it's addressed to high school juniors and seniors mostly, and it attempts to teach them kind of just what I'm saying today, that each of us, no matter what we do in life, is called to fulfill what God has called us to in an Orthodox Christian way. And what does that mean? Sometimes, you know, kids or all of us misunderstand and we think that, well, if I'm not in the church working, I'm not really serving God. You know, if I'm not a priest or a deacon or a subdeacon or a choir director, I'm not really serving God in the church. But that's not true, because not all of us are doing those things. Yet we all have a ministry to serve in some way. So Crossroads communicates to the children, whatever you do in life, whatever your gift is, if you're a painter, if you're a surgeon, they even said, I remember, if you're a professional windsurfer, you know, you do it as an Orthodox Christian and you do it for Jesus Christ. And that means just what we're saying here. It means that everything you do it as a believing person. And this is reflected in your work. It's reflected in the way you communicate to people. It's reflected in the person you are and the gifts you give, even to the world, you know, if you're in a profession where you utilize your gifts. So you can be a windsurfer for Christ if you're called to that, as long as you keep your faith first and you are first and foremost identified as a follower of him, as an Orthodox Christian. That's a good lesson for all of us in the church, no matter what we're doing, if we're ushering, if we're counting money, if we're teaching Sunday school, if we're taking care of, you know, maintenance and lights and some of the physical things, we're doing it for God and we're doing it for the building up of the body of Christ. So remember, just as Jesus was born, baptized, received the gifts of the Spirit and went out into the world, we are expected to do the same. We're being sent out on our public ministry today, as we're all baptized and confirmed in this holy faith. But then something happens in between if we remember Jesus' story. Jesus is baptized in the Jordan, and then today we heard he goes out and he begins preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He goes out and he starts preaching the gospel. Something happened in between, if we remember what that is. Jesus went out into the wilderness. Jesus went out and he prayed. He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He didn't eat and he didn't drink, but rather he talked to God and communicated the whole time. That's a great example for us too. We don't want to overlook that, because that's what the church expects for us. You know, especially at certain times of the year, that we're intense in our prayer life, that we're keeping the fasts. Jesus didn't eat anything. Moses didn't eat anything. We fast and we say, well, you know, I'm cutting out meats and dairies. So there's a big difference there in the effort that we're exerting. So are we even trying to do that? You know, are we praying at home? This, brothers and sisters in Christ, is what equips us for going out and beginning our public ministry as Christians, going out into the world in whatever station in life we are, fulfilling our calling as an Orthodox Christian. The prayer life, the fasting, and feeding ourselves with the Word of God. You know, when Jesus was in the desert, Satan came to him three times and various temptations. He wanted Jesus to want all the kingdoms of the earth. You know, I'll give you all these kingdoms if you bow down and worship me. He wanted Jesus to eat bread, turn the stones into bread and feed himself with bread, real bread. And every time Jesus was tempted, go back and read that. Chapter 3 or 4 of Matthew, when Jesus is in the desert. Go back and read that. Every time Jesus is tempted, what does he do? He speaks the Word of God. Every word that comes out of his mouth is from the Scriptures, from the Old Testament Scriptures. Man does not live by bread alone, but rather by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God and him only. You know, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. These are all from the Old Testament Scriptures. Jesus didn't invent anything there in the desert to try to fight the devil. He relied solely on the Word of God, and he defeated Satan because he was in such communion with God, praying, and that Word was in him. He was that Word incarnate. Well, we have to feed ourselves with that Word. If we're fasting, if we're praying, read the Bible. Come to services and hear how it's explained and how it's understood in the church. Hear the hymns and the lives of saints, which are really enactments of this Word of God lived out in daily life. Learn from them and feed yourselves with that. This is what equips us to go out into the world. So we're baptized. We receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. At some point, we have to go out and use them and fulfill our calling with our gifts for the building up of the body. But in the meantime, we work on it through prayer, through fasting, the worship of the church, the lives of the saints, and of course the sacraments that we partake of. Finally, John the Baptist, we talked a little about him last Sunday. He's a great figure in this Feast of the Epiphany, the one who baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. We could learn from his attitude and his approach to God. When he saw Jesus coming to him, you know, why is this? Why am I baptizing you? You should be the one baptizing me. And of course, Jesus tells them, it's okay, we'll let it be for now to fulfill all righteousness. This is the way it's meant to be. But then John later says of Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. These words, brothers and sisters in Christ, teach us that it's not about us and ourselves and our wants and our desires. We're not here to make ourselves great in the eyes of other people. And we don't serve the church so that people say, ah, look what a good servant that person is. You know, look how much she gives or how much he does or how involved this person is. No, we do it for the building up of the body. Let Jesus Christ in the body of the church increase, and let us share our gifts and want to, in humility of heart, decrease. In other words, we're not that important once we give our gifts, you know. Of course we're important, we're all of us important, but the whole body of Christ is what needs to be fed through our gifts. We don't want to feed our egos or make a great name for ourselves in the world. We just want to feed the body of Christ to the glory of God. So here we are the Sunday after Epiphany. We're blessed with the waters. If any of you were here on Monday, you saw we did the blessing of the water. And we still have the water present here in the church for you to take home. If you didn't get water, make sure you come up and take a little cup to drink and take a vessel of that water home with you to use it in your homes. And then, of course, the priest comes around with water from the church as well to put that on your walls and say prayers and bless your homes and sanctify them with the new water. So we thank God for this opportunity. We ask that He would strengthen us to build up His body, that we would not be driven by egos and personalities and selfish desires, but rather to feed the body of Christ with our gifts that He's given us. Let this be our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.